It's just ordinary life.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is DJ Tolstoy coming in. It's now midnight on the dot, and we're, of course, opening up some vaporwave. But given what's going on the vaporwave fashion, I figured I'd ID before I play the song. Hope you guys are having a great night tonight, and we're gonna just move on with the chapter of songs. Remember, guys, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. Alright, thank you very much, and enjoy.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that core of songs, the first one of the evening. The first one we're coming in with 2814 song Guided by Love from their album Rain Temple. This is their third album out of the set. If you remember, last week I played one from their first iteration, I believe. It was Birth of a New Day. Well, this one is a little further along, but definitely still kind of same sound. Definitely hard to keep volume levels with it. Next one was 21 Pilots song Glowing Eyes from the album Regional at Best. This is probably, if you've probably heard of 21 Pilots, this would probably be, you would have probably heard of Blurry Face, where they had Stressed Out, Ride, I believe, and also Heathens was part of the Suicide Squad soundtrack. So this is a little bit farther back than that, but definitely nonetheless a very good song. I recommend you check it out either way. Hope you guys enjoy this next core of songs. And yes, thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one we had in here was You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, from the Offspring, from their album Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace. I think my favorite part, well, I love the song, but the video I got it from, I use a YouTube playlist to organize my music for each week, and the description was, I made this when I was 13, and it's probably, whoever made it, props to you for keeping it up, and also just, like, having it be real. Like, there's these, like, cute, like, stick figure animations and everything. I felt myself tapping into my inner 13-year-old. I think I was, at that time, making, like, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, like, slideshows up to the character songs and stuff like that. You know, that's what you do when you're 13. You have the combination of being exposed to, like, new media, but then also having, like, the blind confidence to go with whatever you're doing at the time. Like, after, like in high school and college too, you just kind of think, oh no, this is too bad quality, I can't, like, put this out. And then, like, of course, 13-year-old you does not care about such things, which I very much appreciate. Well, I always feel like I talk about this, but we also played Kids by MGMT from their album Miracular Spectacular. I believe I did play another... I think we played Electric Feel last week, actually, from the same album. Again, this is one of the albums that really got me into music. Vampire Weekend's title album, Metric's Fantasies, listened all at the same time. And man, heck, here I am now at the Small Cactus Radio Hour and not as DJ Tolstoy. So, I mean, definitely worked out just fine. Next, we got some more music coming up, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Don't you do it, what you do to me?
Why, hello, hello, hello. I heard, hope you enjoy this last little chapter of music. First one was Lasso by Phoenix from their album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Actually, I think I played Fences last week. Man, as you can tell, thing is, I just kind of take from whatever I thumbed up on Pandora, and as you can see, I kind of had a 2005 to 2010 little streak going on, I guess. Really great album. You probably heard 1901 on it, on this album, but they also have done music for The Bling Ring for the album after that, which was Bankrupt. Entertainment was the big single off the next album. Really great band. I think they come from France, actually, so you guys should totally check them out. Next one was Gorilla's song Up on Melancholy Hill from their album Plastic Beach. You're definitely most likely know the Gorillaz from their second album, I believe, Demon Days, for their single Feel Good Inc., Clint Eastwood. On Melancholy Hill is a pretty darn famous single off this track, and I know this year, or at least on the border between 2016 and 2017, they got a new single. I haven't listened to it yet. I think it's called like Hallelujah Money or something, but either way, you can call in and say how much you enjoy or did not enjoy their new single. I heard some memes about it, but that's just about it. To be honest, I'm really lame about getting on top of new music. As you can see from my 2008 to 2010 running streak, of music just now. But anyway, we're gonna come in some more. You might hear a PSA between now and then, but either way, I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Don't touch, kid, sleep with the
hope you enjoyed this last little chapter of songs. First one we had was the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with their song Phenomena from the album Show Your Bones. They actually released a lot of albums. My favorites would probably be Fever to Tell, and It's Blitz, with, you know, Show Your Bones being a close third. But still, very good. They're a New York City band. Still in our 2005 to 2010 streak at 2006. I'm learning this because whoever put them in before had at least the release dates, and I'm looking, I'm like, wow. And then following that would be Love Lost by The Temper Trap from the album Conditions, also from 2009, actually. So we kind of a trend here, which is quite amusing. But either way, I think I've played, oh gosh, I can't remember the name right now, but I know I've played The Temper Trap before. Oh, Sweet Disposition, that's it. But this is probably the only album I don't know if they made anymore, but it's definitely, I always feel like it's such like a quintessential college band. Like, if I could think of the kind of bands that would be played on a college station such as this, I would say that The Temper Trap would be one of them. Just feels so collegey. I don't even know if that's a thing, but kind of feels like that. But either way, I'm going to move on to the next chapter of songs, and I won't announce them now, but of course, we have to have our metric of the week, and you guys will see it in a very hot second. Thank you guys all for listening. Hope you enjoyed this chapter of songs. We first came in with Metric with Patriarch on a Vespa from her album Live It Out. There we go. Of course, 2005. It's going to become a running joke, I swear. This is just a great band. If you have not been listening to Small Cactus Radio Hour, I'll just tell you that we always include one Metric song per week. And this was the one. Live It Out was their second album after Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Which is what I played last week. I believe I played IOU. But either way, such a great band. Emily Haynes, my personal Canadian goddess. I hope the good vibes reach her as I say so. But she is just great. It is all just great. The next one was an band that I don't know that well, but I do want to get to know, is a youth group with Someone Else's Dream from their album Skeleton Jar. It's about, as you might not have heard from the voice, they're actually an Australian band, and really cool. I love the sound of this one. And yeah, we're going to move into some vaporwave in a sec. I might come into ID at the end. It's going to be kind of up in the air, of course, but we'll all figure it out. It's all going to be good. But I hope you guys are enjoying this, and we're moving on to some more music. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you listen. I hope you listened, yes. But I hope you enjoyed that last little bout of Vaporwave. Remember, this is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Hong Kong Express with their song Return of Dreams from their album HK. Normally, this is what's bookending a radio show, but for once, I've got 2 minutes. This is, like, crazy. Like, I'm actually pretty pumped. To kind of round us off, then, I will give you guys a song that I've been listening to probably too much on my way back and forth from classes. Kind of a special treat, I guess. Kind of something to go away from the norm, I guess. But I hope you guys enjoy, and you'll soon hear from the next people very shortly. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right, changing over.